we have Jake.
Yes, and we have Nacho.
That's my main man, Bit. Jake.
We have Nacho, and we do have Bit. I guess it's a Bit. Now, we have some creative programming on the weekend, weeknights up here. Last night we had our F1 show, of course. A couple years ago we
had... Dude, I ran across that. What is that?
It was Chris
Racing?
Jones. Yeah.
Isn't that one of your hypotheticals?
Is that what they were talking about?
Yeah.
I turned that on and was driving around trying to figure out what am I listening to and what sport are they talking about?
John Fahey, Chris Jones, talking a little F1.
Oof. Okay.
And
they need to reset more for me. Although I guess they don't because I don't know anything about F1. I know.
Yeah, how deep would they have to reset to get you up to speed?
Like, tell me what F1 is. They should start with that.
I just like the fact that they're catering to a hungry niche audience there, and that's what we're all about here at The Ticket. We have intentional grounding. We had our draft show. We've had all sorts of special nighttime programming added to the weekends.
That's right.
And to the nights here on The Ticket over the last couple years. Now, this Sunday will be another edition of The Local Ticket, which airs from 8 until 10 with DJ Mark.
That's the music show, right?
That is the music show. It is local music, and they record and run promos. You may
like
have heard
crazy
them.
Music?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said local music. I'm sorry.
Get him out of here. That's a red. Yeah, that's a red.
Which, of course, it would be musica red. Loco.
Right. You always put the adjective after, which makes a lot more sense, really, if you think about it.
But you may have heard, there's a several promos that have run for this local music show. They run a lot because we want to drum up support for it. Never mind the fact that perhaps Sean and I have been doing a weekend show for like 10 years now and we've never had a promo. That's beside the point. You want to promote the new show. It's a fantastic look for us that we're the only station that can do this local music show.
Listen, I'm going to step in here. I know the grass is always greener on promos, but you...
That's very true.
You really don't want them. They're not that great.
I had my dalliance with having Macklemore lyrics written for me that ran for 3 months, and I almost killed myself, so I retract my want for promo. But we can go through the computers up here and find some of the promos that didn't make it, because they don't run all of them. They cut several, and they run the best ones. And we did this exercise 6 or 7 months ago for intentional grounding. Here was one of the Robert Wolanski-voiced liners that would run in breaks.
Hi, it's Robert Wolanski, and it's Wednesday night, one of the most special Wednesday nights of the year. It's an intentional grounding before Thanksgiving. Join David Moore and me tonight when we ask many questions about the Philadelphia game. Among them, are you kidding? Pitbull at halftime? Whose idea was that? Well, it was Charlotte Jones Anderson's. And the executive vice president of the Dallas Cowboys will join us, as she does every Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, to discuss that questionable musical choice. So join David, Charlotte, and me tonight from 7 to 8 here on The Ticket for Intentional Grounding.
Okay. Okay, now that was
now 23. That's the show.
Yeah, that's the whole show right there. That was a 30-second promo. They're typically about 7 to 8 seconds. And I found this one that was discarded. And I, for some reason, Kat and the OD didn't run this one of Robert Wolanski.
Hi, this is Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Morning News and Intentional Grounding, heard Wednesdays 7 to 8 here on The Ticket. On tonight's show at 7:10, the importance of stopping Bears quarterback Jay Cutler early in tomorrow's contest, as illustrated by an examination of Prussian soldiers' inability to protect the Burg of Saarbrücken against French advances in 1870. Then at 7:30, the power of narrative in Truman Capote's In Cold Blood and how it relates to the power of narrative in determining the future of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. Then we close at 7:50, discussing the impact Ralph Nader had on consumer protection with former Cowboys linebacker Bob Brunig. All tonight from 7 to 8 here on Sports Radio 1310
AM. Okay, that's very
FM.
Long.
The Ticket.
Very long, Robert.
Man. That's some underrated stuff right there.
Well, so that was just laying around. You know, that
I
was
love
one of
that
the,
bit.
That was one of the discarded promos that didn't make it.
And I kind of like the fact, I think he got a little bent out of shape about it.
No.
That's
neither here nor there.
But The Ticket's all a lot of fun. It's so fun to hear you guys making fun of each other and everybody else. Oh.
Ooh,
this one isn't fun.
You don't want to make Wolanski mad.
So,
oh, yeah.
We did a great job.
He's a large man.
He's very powerful, too. We did a great job of promoting intentional grounding, of course. We welcomed into our ticket bosom the same way that we have with the local ticket with DJ Mark. And we've been running a crap ton of local ticket
Boy.
Promos. Here's one that the listener is certainly familiar with.
The Ticket.
There's tons of buzz surrounding The Ticket's brand new local music show, The Local Ticket.
It's local, it's live, and man, is it good.
With DJ Mark.
This next set is going to get real vibey, and I hope you're okay with that.
Sunday nights from 8 till 10.
I went down some sort of a weird internet wormhole, and I found this band that, to my knowledge, you've never heard of before.
Brought to you by The Bomb Factory, on the station for sports and all
okay,
that
implies.
Okay,
you get the idea.
Yeah.
It's local music. He is an aficionado for local music, as Rosen would say. He has an ear to the streets. He's going to find things that you, layman music fan, is probably not going to come across.
Yeah, it seems like the exact opposite of most music shows where they talk about we play the hits that you're really, really in love with. He's seemingly selling the show as these are songs that you can't possibly know about.
But that's pretty cool, though.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
they're very exclusive.
They're underground.
You're only going to hear it here.
Yeah.
I have it. You
this
don't.
This is like the music version of Decoding Garrett. I'm not
right.
going to sit there and watch a football game that way, but I'll enjoy Bob breaking it down that way for me. Now I know more about football. DJ Mark teaches you more about music.
Here's DJ Mark doing that exact thing for you Sundays at 8 o'clock.
That's right. So I have a couple of the promos that didn't make the cut this week. I think we have three of them, and we can just enjoy the first one here.
The Ticket.
There's tons of buzz surrounding The Ticket's brand new local music show, The Local Ticket.
It's local, it's live, and man, is it good.
With DJ Mark.
This next set of jams is for all my real vibe jam bros, and it's going to be real jam vibey.
Tomorrow night from 8 till 10.
This band is so underground, I actually discovered them performing underneath a landfill. A local landfill. It's actually just four homeless people. Local homeless people. Who met under the high five. It doesn't get any more organic than that.
Brought to you by The Bomb Factory, on the station for sports and all that implies.
I don't know. That, I would have run that
1310
one.
And 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Man, I need to hear that song.
It is four hobos from nearby.
With makeshift instruments.
All right, let's hear number two. Let's see if
there's tons
similar tone.
Of buzz surrounding The Ticket's brand new local music show, The Local Ticket.
It's local, it's live, and man, is it good.
With DJ Mark.
This next band is so new, they've actually never even played a song together. They've never even met. Actually, they're not even people. It's merely a collection of unfertilized human eggs in a lab. A local lab. Let's take a listen.
Tomorrow night from 8 till 10.
Sunday night on The Ticket, and we're looking for only the hottest, newest local talent. We actually hook up a microphone to a sonogram machine and scour local hospitals for new jams.
Brought to you by The Bomb Factory.
Man,
innovative.
Sports and all that implies. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I mean, it's not going to get any newer.
That is incredibly niche.
That. Yeah, yeah, that's, it really is.
They've one-upped everybody.
They've never even played together.
No other
they've never been born.
That's right. They're really a glimmer in their parents' eyes. Now, our final one here. Let's see if this keeps with the same
theme. There's tons of buzz surrounding The Ticket's brand new local music show, The Local Ticket.
It's local, it's live, and man, is it good.
With DJ Mark.
This band is so new, it's actually just a recording of toddlers pretending to play instruments while they watch the animatronic band at a Chuck E. Cheese. The Chuck E. Cheese off of Montford, which is a local street.
Tomorrow night from 8 till 10.
Okay, this band is as local as it gets, P1s. They are actually mitochondria, cellular-level organisms that exist inside my own body that became sentient, grew beards, learned to play instruments, and they'll be headlining Haley's in Denton this Saturday night.
Brought to you by The Bomb Factory.
I'm going to go to that.
For sports and all
wow.
Supplies. Sports
I'll go
Radio
to that.
1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
That doesn't sound mainstream at all.
No way. It's local, it's live, and man, is it good.
That's right. I mean, really, really local. That's beautiful.
So local. I mean, that's the main point, right?
Yeah.
It's local.
And rare.
Well, and it's live.
Nicely done.
Sunday nights, 8 to 10, DJ Mark.
8 to 10, play them.
Good stuff.
And hopefully he isn't quite as physically imposing as Mr. Wolanski.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had nacho.
Wolanski will kill you. Can DJ Mark post you up?
What
are his dimensions?
I think he could have it done. Let's just say that.
I think Wolanski.
He's got connections.
Just sight unseen, I'll take Wolanski over DJ Mark in the octagon. If there is some sort of fight night bracket for
but knowing
specialty
Wolanski,
programming.
I feel like he's a bit of a pacifist.
Dude,
do you think
you won't like him when he's angry.
For real?
I'm just just typecasting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good work, Jake. Bit. Featuring Jake. Around. Mother's going.